Welcome to the Act Two Studio Playhouse, featuring recordings of original plays by members of the Estelle Craig Act Two Studio Works, part of the Chang School at Ryerson University in Toronto. We are pleased to present the audio recording of Flotsam, written by Paul Bilodeau and directed by Jeanette Cairns. Sit back and listen as we join a Canadian couple on a cruise ship somewhere in the North Pacific.
I'd love to get you on a slow boat to China, all to myself alone.
Get you and keep you in my arms evermore. Leave all your lovers weeping on a faraway shore.
This looks like a good spot. Out of the wind, an unobstructed view, just beautiful.
View of what? The ship's wake? The horizon?
Oh, Marnie, look at the light on the Pacific. The clouds reflecting on the water. They look like horses' manes.
Gray on gray, just like yesterday.
Don't you just love the peacefulness? Come, sit down here, hun. Enjoy the view.
I'm freezing, Fred. Day five since we left Alaska, and we've yet to see any sun. Oh, where are my gloves?
In your pocket, dear? Maybe you left them back in the cabin.
That's five decks down.
Here, have mine. I've got my coffee to keep me warm.
No, I'll suffer.
Sit down.
It's supposed to rain and get even windier. This is your captain speaking. Rough seas ahead for the next 48 hours. Fun. We'll need more gravel. Oh, here come some of those walkers. Quick, Fred, pull up your legs or they'll trip. On second thought.
Hey, it's those nice people we met at dinner the other night.
You mean those two real estate agents from Colorado Springs? Hide, quick.
No, not them. The ones we sat with in the Venetian gondola room. You remember, they came all the way from Alabama. Dog kennel owners, nice soft accents.
Oh, those pit bull breeders. How y'all doing? They were Trump supporters. Yuck.
Politics isn't everything.
Quick, pretend to be asleep.
They went inside. Too bad. I could use some company.
Thanks, Fred.
I mean some good conversation.
Thanks again.
I'll bet they have a stateroom with a balcony. Wouldn't it be great if we could sit out in our own little balcony and enjoy the view without having to come all the way here to promenade deck? We could even have people over for drinks. Too bad we were too cheap to get one.
Nobody's outside today, balcony or not, except maybe loopy Canadians like us. It's too cold. I don't know why I went wrong with your crazy idea to take this cruise to China.
You like the Alaskan part, admit it. Those glaciers?
Yeah, it was okay. The one day it wasn't raining.
It's so peaceful out here. It's like having the whole ship to ourselves.
Maybe the rest of the passengers have come down with some weird virus or something. These boats are like a Petri dish. There's 5,000 people aboard. 2,000 are working. Many are seasick. and the rest crowd into that 24-hour trough they call a buffet. They'd be drinking and gambling, except the casino bar doesn't open until 3 o'clock.
Gee whiz, Marnie. Take it easy. That's what people do on sea cruises. Eat, drink, and have fun.
Yeah, and then there are the old geezers who sleep through the whole voyage. Maybe they have a point.
Just think, we'll be in Japan on Friday. Now that's exciting.
Yeah, we'll be in Japan for one day. Today's only Tuesday, and we gain another day at sea when we cross the international date line.
Think of that, an extra day in our lives.
Yeah. 3 more days of eating and drinking. I figure we've already spent $2,000 on booze, Fred. He'll have to carry me off this boat in a wheelbarrow.
It's a ship, not a boat. If you're so worried about gaining weight, why don't you just get some exercise? 2 times around this promenade deck equals 1 whole mile. It says so on that sign over there.
How interesting. I'm going to look for whales. Fred, look. What's that way out there? Something's bobbing in the waves.
Oh, you make me stand up. I was so comfy. I don't see anything.
There. You can still see it. Looks kind of like a... somebody swimming or floating in the ocean. Darn, we should have brought the binoculars. Now it's gone. Oh, this bloody boat moves so fast.
I didn't see it. Was it a whale, you think?
No. I could have sworn it looked like a person wearing a bright green top. I saw an arm. Some skin.
I sure wouldn't go swimming in that ocean.
Of course not, Fred. What if somebody's gone overboard? Maybe I should report it.
Maybe. If you're sure. Let's get out of this wind.
Oh, sorry. Is this chair taken?
It's all yours. Isn't it nice and fresh out here? Much nicer out here than being stuck inside, don't you think? Just out for a stroll?
I was looking for my wife.
She out walking?
I haven't seen her since just after breakfast.
Hardly anyone's out here. This is a big ship with lots of places to go and things to do. Maybe she went to the art lecture. Today it's about Renoir, the painter.
That's Joe Renoir, not the great master.
It's his great-grandson. Painting runs in that family.
Irene's not interested in art.
Maybe she went for a swim. Marnie here says she just saw somebody floating in the ocean.
Well, something was bobbing way out there. I'm not sure what it was.
Where? I don't see anything.
Well, it's long gone now. This boat moves so fast.
15 knots. That's what the captain's log said this morning. Pretty fast for a big ship, eh? It burns 5,000 liters of diesel a day.
It's a floating ecological disaster.
I'm sorry, we haven't really introduced ourselves. This is Marnie, and I'm Fred. We're from Calgary.
George, pleased to meet you.
You from the States?
L.A.
We came aboard in Vancouver. Sailing all the way to China via Alaska. A 31-day cruise.
We could have flown there in just 16 hours.
Amari hasn't gotten quite used to cruising yet. It's our first one. Have you been on many, George?
Quite a few. What you saw in the water was likely just flotsam. There's been a lot of plastic and other materials floating around since the big tsunami hit Japan.
Well, I never saw anything like it before. But then, we don't have an outside cabin. Not even a porthole. Do you think I should report it to the captain or something?
Did anyone else see it?
I doubt there's anyone else stupid enough to be out here in this wind. What did you say your wife was doing today?
Who? Oh, Irene. She must be, she might be at the hairdresser, or maybe she's gone back to the stateroom. She gets seasick on these long voyages.
You have a stateroom with a balcony?
One deck below, on the Aquarius deck. Look, it was quite nice meeting you folks. I really should get inside. It's quite chilly out here.
Hope to see you again and meet your wife. Maybe at dinner? He seems like a nice guy.
Fred, that thing I saw in the water, whatever it was, it sure gave me the creeps.
Don't worry about it. It was probably flotsam from that tsunami, like George said. Isn't that interesting? All this stuff floating around in the ocean for years. Look, here come the Conway sisters with their walking poles. You remember them from the talent show yesterday afternoon? The ones juggling the water bottles? Quite an act.
You mean the no talent show?
You're walking too fast. I could drop a stitch. We have to keep up the pace.
Hi, guys. We just loved your juggling act.
Oh, thanks. It's Fred, isn't it?
Good memory. And this here's Marnie.
We're Jean and Barb.
Out for a run?
No, running is not permitted on deck. It's far too hazardous with the salt spray.
Mind if I sit here for a minute? I just dropped a stitch.
What's that you're knitting, Jean?
A pair of leg warmers for Barb. Hey, did you see that strange guy who nearly ran us down just now? He almost boiled us over.
He was heading in the wrong direction. This is a one-way deck. It's counterclockwise on Tuesdays and Thursdays.
You okay?
No injuries, but he didn't even stop to say he was sorry. Typical man. No offense, Fred.
None taken. People should watch it. Somebody could get knocked overboard.
Not to mention risking a knitting needle in the eye.
I'm very careful with these.
Fred, that guy you were just talking to must have bumped into them.
George? No way. He was too nice to bowl someone over. And he went back inside to look for his wife.
He seemed kind of nervous to me.
Marnie's a bit creeped out. She just saw some flotsam in the water from the Japan tsunami. She thought it was a body at first. Have you guys seen any flotsam floating by?
That's highly unlikely. The Japanese currents are still far to the west.
Maybe it was a whale. One was sighted this morning, wasn't it, Barb?
A right whale on the port side at 0645. I was on the treadmill when it surfaced.
Way too early for us. What did it look like?
A large black blob with a tail fin.
What I saw definitely wasn't a whale. It looked like somebody swimming or bobbing in the water. I thought I saw an arm and a body with a green top.
Well, this water is 35 degrees. A person wouldn't last 5 minutes. Hypothermia.
Maybe it was a body floating. Someone could have fallen overboard. That happened once when we were on a cruise in the Med. Remember that, Barb? The trip when I knitted you that blue and white shawl?
That was a much smaller ship and a very bloggy sea, Jean. It's very flat out there this morning, so it's unlikely for someone to have gone overboard. Have you reported your sighting to the bridge?
No. That George guy told me it was probably just flotsam.
Barb, my needles are starting to freeze up. Can we go inside and get warm?
After we complete our 10 laps, Jean, we'll stop by the bridge on our way around and ask if anything suspicious has been reported to the crew.
See you later. Don't freeze out here.
Conway sisters are nice people, aren't they?
I'll bet they're not really sisters. They don't look at all alike. If someone went overboard, they would have to alert the Coast Guard, wouldn't they? Maybe I should go report it.
Relax. Barb says she'll check it out. There's nothing more we can do.
I suppose not. I wonder what that George was up to.
He was looking for his wife.
Yeah, that's what he said.
We have no reason not to believe him.
Yeah, he took off pretty quick after I told him I saw a body in the water.
You're not even sure it was a body.
You're right. Probably just flotsam, like he said.
But then again, Barb says there's no tsunami flotsam around here, and she'd be the one to know. Marnie, what if it was George's wife you saw in the water?
Oh, I highly doubt that, Fred.
Like you said, he seemed nervous when you asked about his wife, and then he hightailed it and bumped into Barb and Jean.
You've been reading too many murder mysteries on this trip.
He said they have an outside balcony. It would be easy to toss somebody overboard.
He said their cabin was on the deck right below us. Maybe I should report what I saw, just to be safe.
You wait here.
Just you don't be too long.
Still out here? You must be a Canadian.
I have a toque.
What's that? Oh, your stocking cap. Your wife go inside to warm up?
No, she just went in to get a coffee. She'll be right back. Did you locate yours?
Huh? Oh, yes. She's down in our stateroom.
That's good to hear. Will she be joining us out here?
No, Irene's seasick.
I have some Gravol if she needs it.
Thanks, it's okay.
No problem. I have it right here. I could drop it down to her right now. Irene, isn't it? On the Aquarius deck? What's the number of your cabin?
Don't bother. She's probably asleep by now. So, did you see any more flotsam?
I never saw anything. Only my wife. And it was only that one time. Probably nothing. You sit out on your private balcony?
Sometimes, but the chairs get wet from the salt spray.
I wished we'd booked a balcony, but Marnie thought it was too expensive. I wonder what's taken her so long.
There's no line. She should be back soon.
She must have gone to the washroom.
There's one just inside that door.
She might be in there a while. The food on the ship doesn't agree with her.
Just curious, did the crew tell you anything?
The crew?
I thought you were going to report what you saw to the captain.
Oh no, we didn't. It was probably just some flotsam from that tsunami, like you said, or the Conway sister said, or somebody said.
The Conway sisters?
Those two women who always walk around the deck. One uses those pole things. You may have run into them.
You mean the lesbian couple?
I thought they were sisters.
I just saw them on the other side of the ship talking to one of the crew. Did they see this flotsam too?
I don't think so. You walked all the way around the deck? I thought you went down to see your wife.
I tend to move around a lot. I go sort of stir crazy on ships. Speaking of which, I'll be moving along. Nice talking to you, Fred. Hope you find your wife.
And I hope yours is okay, too. I really do.
We may have set a record this time.
We go in now.
Hi again, you guys. Things are getting real interesting. He wouldn't tell me his cabin number.
Who?
George, the guy who ran into you earlier. He went that away just a minute ago. Trench coat? Bucket hat?
That was him, all right. Come to think of it, Barb, we saw him at breakfast, sitting alone. It was very crowded, but he wouldn't share his table with us.
That's correct. He was waiting for others to arrive.
But no one joined him. No wife, anyway.
Interesting. He told us that his wife went missing after they had breakfast. And just now, he said she was seasick in her cabin. But I don't think he really had time to go down to check, because he went all the way around to the other side of the ship. He saw you talking to the crew.
Yes, but no one's been reported missing.
The second mate did confirm that there is zero likelihood of any flotsam in these waters. We're too far offshore.
Marnie was so sure she saw someone in the water, she's gone to report it to the bridge.
Well, that's the correct procedure.
We thought it might be George's wife gone overboard.
Just like the billionaireess in that mystery novel, Death on the Princess.
You're right.
You read too many mysteries, Jean. They're trash.
Lots of them are based on true stories. Good women writers, too, like Donna Leon in Venice.
I like her, too. And you must know those two women gardeners. They solve murders, too.
No.
It's a British TV series. You'd like it.
Fred, do you have any concrete proof of your suspicions?
Maybe not. But Marnie saw a body in the water, and then this George guy came along. He seemed really nervous when I asked about his wife. I offered to bring her some gravel, but he wouldn't give me his cabin number.
She probably asked not to be disturbed. I know I wouldn't if I was seasick.
You never get seasick.
That's very true.
There you are, Marnie. Things have really heated up.
It's still pretty nippy out here. Hi, guys.
What did they say?
Who?
The crew on the bridge.
Oh, I decided not to go up there. The gate to their stairway was locked.
If you push the buzzer, they'll send someone down. By the way, you were walking in the wrong direction, Marnie. It's counterclockwise today.
Sorry. I didn't want to walk all the way around the boat again. Fred, I bumped into that George fellow again. He said his wife is okay, just a bit seasick. She's back in their cabin.
He told me that too, but he wouldn't tell me his cabin number so I could go down and check.
Why would you want to check?
I don't know, to see if she was really there?
Or if he'd pushed her overboard?
I'm sure she's fine.
You're the one who saw the body in the ocean, Marnie.
Well, I'm not sure exactly what I saw. George told me the captain said that there was some flotsam sighted earlier today, at about the same time that I saw it.
That's not what they told us, is it, Barb?
No, but we didn't talk to the captain, only the second mate. Jean, we should finish our laps.
Oh, I guess we have to. See you all later, folks. Take care. Bye.
Marnie, this is all so confusing. But then, these mysteries always are at first.
This isn't a mystery, Fred.
I'll bet George didn't even talk to the captain.
Well, he sounded pretty positive to me. Actually, he invited us down for a drink in their stateroom. It's room 4433 on the Aquarius deck. I might just nip down there right now. It's so darn cold out here.
And it's way too early in the day for a drink. And I thought his wife was seasick.
Suit yourself. I'm going.
Goodbye, Fred. I'll see you later in our cabin.
You should be very careful who you have a drink with, Marnie. Because it sure would be easy to push somebody overboard, especially if they have a cabin with a balcony.
Somewhere beyond the sea, somewhere waiting for me, my lover stands on golden sands. The ship that goes sail.
This is so nice, George.